Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lynn Johnson is the only Parks and Recreation Director Lincoln has had this century. Mayor Don Wesley named Lynn to the position in 2000. Lynn plans to retire June 1st. Lynn, it's good to have you here with me one more time.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. I've appreciated these ongoing opportunities to have conversations with you.
Started purging your office yet?
Actually, I am working my way through that process. Yeah, I've got three boxes, and I've still got some more paper to go through.
I mentioned that Lynn took the director's position in 2000. He actually started in Parks and Rec back in 1997 as the planning and construction manager. You came to Lincoln from where, Lynn?
From Puget Sound area, a small community just south and east of Tacoma, called Puyallup. And I worked there for almost 7 years as a special projects planner, and then I also did some parks planning there as well.
So what drew you to Lincoln, Nebraska?
You know, actually, my family is from southeast Nebraska, so certainly was familiar with Lincoln, and we have good friends who lived here and knew that the planning and construction manager position was open, and we happened to be visiting Lincoln in the summer of 1996, and they said, bring your resume. And I said, no, I'm not bringing my resume. They said, no, really, bring your resume. And I applied and was very fortunate to be selected for the planning and construction manager position.
Boy, a park in Washington State's a lot different than a park in Lincoln, Nebraska. So what's in your background that would explain a career generally in parks and recreation?
You know, I have 2 degrees in landscape architecture. And for me, landscape architecture is really about kind of planning outdoor spaces for people and for people's use. And I would tell you that there's probably nothing that's given me more pleasure than when we have developed a new facility and having the opportunity to see people using and enjoying that facility. We've had a lot of conversations lately. I had the opportunity to be a lifeguard, and that may have shaped my perspective a little bit. I enjoyed lifeguarding. It's, you know, a great outdoor activity, and a good, really social activity. Really was a fun team to work with, and that led to opportunities to work for campus recreation in college. And I kind of grew up camping and hiking, so outdoors, I would say, has always been kind of an interest of mine. And Lincoln, the comprehensive parks and recreation program that we have here in Lincoln, and the great depth of appreciation that this community has had for parks, really, since its beginning, really drew me to the position, and it's given me great pleasure throughout all of my time here.
Lynn Johnson with me, City Parks and Rec Director. He retires at the end of this month. Your first project when you became Parks Director was renovation of sunken gardens. Take us back to that time.
Yeah, it had been a plan that had been on the books. Sunken Gardens, as people may know, was opened for the first time in 1931. There had been a couple of minor renovations, but no major renovations in that period of time. And the community had identified that as a priority, and we were working with the Lincoln Parks Foundation, who had really never taken on a major capital campaign yet at that point, to organize a campaign. And we raised about $1.7 million in a relatively short amount of time. And I think two things it taught us. One, it really kind of put the Parks Foundation on the map in Lincoln in terms of a partner for raising community funds to improve parks and recreation facilities. And it really kind of built the team that we had in terms of our ability to manage projects of that type, you know, from the initial planning through the fundraising to construction and then celebrating completion.
So Sunken Gardens, your first project as Parks Director in 2000. Does it look like Cascade Fountain is going to be your finishing touch as director?
I think it is going to be, yeah. The two kind of major fundraising campaigns that the Parks Foundation has been involved in of recent is the renovation of Cascade Fountain. So we've essentially touched all of those public garden areas on the Antelope Park Triangle in the last 20 years. They recently completed fundraising for replacement of the Air Park Recreation Center that will be co-located with Williams Branch Library. And we're just about to sign a construction contract for that project at an air park. And that new facility should open just about a year from now. And then the ongoing campaign is user improvements in Wilderness Park, making that a friendlier, more welcoming place to be, an amazing park facility in Lincoln.
Lynn Johnson joining me, Parks and Rec Director, retiring at the end of this month. Well, in between that first project, Sunken Gardens, and what looks like will be one of your finishing touch projects, the Cascade Fountain, in between you've overseen 133 parks, 134 miles of trails, 92 playgrounds, more than 80,000 street trees, 9 public swimming pools, 6 recreation centers, 5 golf courses, 4 dog runs, and a nature center. That looks good on a resume, Lynn.
That's Lincoln. That, to me, really is Lincoln.
That's quite a list. I took a look around. Des Moines has 76 city parks, population of 215,000. Lincoln has 133 parks. Toledo, Ohio, 125 city parks with a population of over 300,000. Corpus Christi, 187 city parks, a population of 283,000. So given our general population, Lynn, about 300,000 for easy math, should Lincoln have more parks? Is the number just right or maybe too many to adequately manage with the staff you have?
Good question. One of the standards that Lincoln has had for really decades at this point, and one that we've continued to uphold, is a new neighborhood park in every square mile of residential development. And today it's really interpreted nationally, the standard is having a park within a 10-minute walking distance of all residents in the community. And in Lincoln, about 86% of our residents are within a 10-minute walk of a park, and that places Lincoln very high in terms of national standards. And so I honestly think that we are just about right. We're being very successful and strategic in continuing to develop smaller neighborhood parks as the community continues to develop. One of the projects that has been identified for more than 20 years is identification and development of a new community park in Northwest Lincoln. We have community parks, Mahoney Park in Northeast Lincoln, Densmore Park in Southwest Lincoln. Jensen Park will be a future community park in Southeast Lincoln, but we really don't have a similar type facility in Northwest Lincoln. And for over the last really year and a half, we've been working to identify that park site. We haven't yet acquired that park site, but that'll be something that I'll pass forward to the next director to work on.
Help people who are not in the business of parks, Lynn, understand, is a park expensive to operate? I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just wanting to get a sense of once playground equipment is in, once amenities, once trails have been established. Give me some sense of expense for a city park. In my opinion, it's worth it because of the amount of people that derive pleasure from it, and it's such a diversion from our busy lives and a distraction that in my mind it's worth it. So that's not where I'm going. I'm just curious about what's the expense, the upstart expense of a park.
Great question. And probably a neighborhood park is a good place to start. Acquiring a new neighborhood park is probably in the range of $200,000 or so. And developing a new neighborhood park is probably in about that same range. Playgrounds have a lifespan of about 25 years, so new playgrounds today are probably $60,000 or $70,000 apiece. Right now, we should be replacing about 3 or 4 of those a year. I'm trying to do the per-acre cost in my mind, and they range from, and these numbers are a little bit old, but Sunken Gardens is probably the most expensive facility per acre that we manage, and we spend over $100,000 an acre on managing Sunken Gardens. Community parks used to be in the range of maybe $100 to $300 an acre to maintain, and neighborhood parks are typically just a little bit more expensive because of the travel time between them. But they probably run again in that, I would guess, about $200 an acre to maintain. So if you think about a typical neighborhood park is today about 2.5 acres. We're probably spending, and this is a guess there, but I'm guessing that we're probably spending maybe $600 a year to maintain those. And you know, if we've got 3,500 residents living in the area of a neighborhood park, it's a pretty minimal expense per mm-hmm. person mm-hmm. That park serves. So,
Lynn, I don't want to run out of time without talking about something you and I have brought up in months past, and that is how the future of Lincoln's parks will look differently compared to today, and that is accessibility for disabled and for people with challenges in their lives. Could you readdress that here before we run out of time?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe even more so today, look through the lens of equity as we are developing new neighborhood parks, really new park sites, new park facilities. And we want to make sure that those are welcoming and accessible for anybody in the community and that anybody feels welcome using that facility. So really that equity lens has become increasingly probably significant as we are looking at locating and developing new parks and trails in Lincoln.
Well, I've done my share of interviewing and talking and getting in conversations with people who have retired and are going places. Pat Leach is also leaving. She'll be gone at the end of August. Dr. Joel from Lincoln Public Schools. And I always ask, what's the future look like for you? Sometimes it's travel. Sometimes it's grandkids. Sometimes it's just getting up as late as you like and having that quiet cup of coffee. What's your future look like after parks?
Yeah, great question. For me, it is a little bit of travel. We are going to be staying in Lincoln. We have two grandkids who live in Omaha, so they're spending more time with them. My dad is 84 and lives in Washington State, and we've kind of been able to spend kind of long weekends with him. So we're planning to spend more time with him, and then I want to continue to be connected to the community. And that I need to figure out over the next several months is where do I want to continue to be connected. Lincoln's a special place, and I want to continue to be part of it.
Lynn, I've known you for quite a while, all of your years here in Lincoln, and few directors of city departments, and this isn't a knock on anyone else, has the enthusiasm pouring out of their bodies the way you do about parks. I've been at committee meetings, I've been at events, I've been outdoors, I've been indoors, on the phone with you a lot. And you are the kind of guy that just smiles, that just the body language when you talk about parks is so honest and so genuine. I just wanted you to hear that from me. And the public who does not know you as well as I do know that that's the kind of guy you are.
Dale, I appreciate that. That's high praise. If you're fortunate in life, you get to love what you do. And I have had the great opportunity to do that. I love what we do.
Lynn, good health. Be safe. Have a lot of fun in your retirement years. And it's been a pleasure to chat with you for these many years here on Lincoln Live.
Dale, I have appreciated it very much. Thank you.
Lynn Johnson joining me, retiring at the end of this month as Lincoln's Parks and Rec Director. That's it this morning, folks, on Lincoln Live.